Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. An elderly couple was having trouble remembering things, and so they went to their doctor to find out if there was something that could be done. And he said, you know, it's normal for us to forget things, and so I would suggest that you just write things down, and that way you will be reminded and you'll remember. And so that evening, the couple was sitting watching TV, and the wife said, dear, would you go get me a dish of ice cream, please? And you better write that down so you don't forget. No problem, he said. I can remember ice cream. And she said, but you better write it down because I want strawberries on that ice cream. And he said, I got that, strawberries and ice cream. I don't need to write that down. She said, but I also want whipped cream on that ice cream. You better write it down so you don't forget. No, he said, I've got it. Ice cream and strawberries and whipped cream. And with that, he walked into the kitchen, and he was gone for some time, and she was beginning to wonder when he returned to the living room and handed her a plate of bacon and eggs. And she said, you see, I told you you should have written it down. Where's the toast? All through the season of Lent, this congregation has been hearing about a Lent to remember, and how when we remember something, an action is required. That some action needs to be taken. On Ash Wednesday, we remembered that we were dust. In another Wednesday evening, we remembered that there were wondrous works. And another Wednesday evening, we learned about and we remembered God's covenant. And one more time, we remembered that God's steadfast love is always with us. And then we heard that God remembers sin no more. As we heard in the gospel lesson, early on that first Easter morning, the women went to the tomb because they remembered that they hadn't completely done what they needed to do to Jesus' body because he was buried so near to the evening, to sunset on the previous Friday. So the action that they took when they remembered that was to go to that tomb. And it was kind of a sad and daunting time for them. They fully expected to find Jesus' body lying there on that slab of stone. They were certainly not remembering or expecting a resurrection. In the gospel lesson we read, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. What a great story it would have been if they had said, yes, this is just what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to die and 3 days he would rise again, and he's risen, he's alive. But in their shock and in their grief over the events of the previous week, they didn't remember what Jesus had told them. And Peter, in his shame and his embarrassment and his grief, he didn't remember either that Jesus had said that same thing. And so he races off to the tomb, and when he looks in, he finds what the women said to be true. The tomb was empty. What about us? What do we remember today? We too sometimes forget Jesus' resurrection, and we live as though he were still in that tomb. And if you're living that way now, you may find that your life doesn't have much joy. You may find that a lot of things in your life just simply go wrong, and it seems like everything goes against you. And actually, you'd be right. Because the world is not for you, the world is against you. Satan and his troops would like nothing better than to make you sad and unhappy and make your life difficult. But today is Easter, and we have joy. Today we remember Christ risen. In the epistle lesson for today, St. Paul kind of puts all this into perspective. He says, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. If Christ is not risen, then we are still entangled in our sin. We are separated from God. If Christ has not risen, on that judgment day, we will be found guilty, and we will have a punishment to bear. If Christ has not risen, we have little hope for the present, and certainly no hope for the future. If that were true, that Christ had not risen, then who could blame us for looking sad and being unhappy and living that kind of unhappy life? Bad things would happen to all of us, and life never goes as we want it to go. But Jesus did rise from that tomb that Easter morning, and in that process, he negated all of that gloom and emptiness and nothingness that people can experience. And about that, Paul says, but in fact, Christ has risen from the dead. He is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The first fruits, Jesus rose from the dead. And that's what makes him be considered that first fruit. He was the first to rise from the tomb. And because he rose, we too can be joyful today, because we will follow him to eternity in heaven. Well, why is that, you might ask? It's because in our baptism we were joined with Jesus, and therefore because he rose, we too will be able to follow him in that resurrection. We will be taken to heaven for all eternity. At one time or another, you might have thought, well, it would just be a lot easier if Jesus were here to talk to us, if we could see him and shake his hand. Maybe so. But consider this. When you exit the sanctuary this morning, rather than shaking hands with me, there's a stranger standing there. And you reach out to shake his hand, and he says, "Hi, I'm Jesus." What would you say? Would you believe him? Would you immediately say, "Oh, Jesus, I am so grateful that you died on that cross. Thank you so much for suffering there so that I don't have to." Or would you say, "Gee, I'm not so sure I believe you, who you say you are." Perhaps even like the Jewish leaders back in those days, you'd think about having Jesus arrested for impersonating somebody who he is not. One more question. What will you say to him when you meet him in heaven? What will you say? In the meantime, we live by faith. The faith that reassures us that Jesus did indeed rise from the dead. The faith that because Jesus rose from the dead, we too are saved from our sinful nature. We live by the faith that gives us the hope of eternal life. And so today is Easter Sunday, and we remember Christ risen. The other portion that we talked about was taking some action, and so my question to you is, because this happened, what action are you going to take? You see, our problem is we tend to forget very quickly. Our problem is that our life gets hectic and confusing and complicated, and well, gee, there's so much going on, it's just hard to remember everything. When that happens, it's easy to forget that God is there standing beside you every day, ready to help you all the way to heaven. But in that process, when we forget, it's easy for that relationship that we have with God to grow cold. There's a story of a pastor who goes to visit a parishioner who had not been to church for quite some time. As the pastor enters the living room over in the corner, there's a fireplace burning, a nice warm flames coming from it. The pastor looked at that fire and walked over to it and took the little shovel that goes along with fireplaces, and he pulled out one of the burning embers and laid it there on the hearth. And he sat down and began to talk with the man, and they didn't talk about church. They just talked about, well, whatever kind of things came up that day. The conversation lasted for a couple of hours, and finally the pastor said, well, it's time for me to go. I have some other things to take care of today. And the man graciously stood up, and the pastor walked over and picked up that piece of coal that had now gone cold, that had smoldered and gone out completely, and he held it in his hand, and he looked at the man, and he tossed the coal back into the fire. The next Sunday, that man was back in church. You see, when we are separated from the fellowship of God, our faith smolders and gets cold and goes out. And so, what action can you take today so that the joy that we feel today can be experienced all day long? God knew that we were going to have trouble remembering. And so he had some people write down some instructions for us so that we would be able to remember. In God's word, there are many, many reminders. In fact, there are enough reminders in that Bible that we could look at a different reminder every week for the next year and still have many, many reminders left. Indeed, that's what our worship services are every Sunday. Each Sunday is considered to be a little Easter. Each Sunday you can be reminded of that joy that we feel today as Christ has risen from the dead. And so I ask you another question. What action are you going to take because you remember that Christ rose from the dead? You've got a choice. You can allow the world to distract you. You can try to deal with the world on your own and fix all of its problems. You can allow Satan to ruin that relationship that you have with God. You can even try to convince yourself that, well, I do enough good things that I should be able to get into heaven because of how good I am. Or you can go to worship every Sunday. You can go to worship every Sunday so that you remember and keep your focus on Christ and the joy that his resurrection brings to us. Every Sunday when you go to worship, you'll be reminded that God loves you and God offers you his forgiveness. But we need to be reminded of that. So every Sunday when you go to worship, your faith will be refreshed. Every Sunday when you come here, you'll be reminded how those who believe have the hope of eternal life. And if you really want to get crazy, you could join us on Sunday morning for our Bible study at 9 o'clock. We look at that Bible from the perspective of what does it mean to us today? How can I apply this Bible and the great word in it to my life? And so the decision is up to you. What will it be? What action will you take? Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.